This album is called I'm Not a 12-Year-Old Boy, and actually I'm not. Despite all appearances to the contrary, I'm not. Sometimes there's this one straight club I perform in. It's always a fighting, an uphill battle because the MC will introduce me. And now, Reese from Malcolm in the Middle. And then there's like 5 minutes where I'm trying to win the audience back because they're like, is that really Reese from Malcolm in the Middle? And if so, why does he have breasts? Now, I know part of this is my own fault. Okay, it's the way I dress. But the problem is, I'm more comfortable in men's clothes, but men's clothes fit me like a muumuu. The other day, I accidentally sent tutu, and I was like, oh, different kind of men's clothes. So where do I go to buy clothes? Where do I go to buy clothes? Anyone? The boys section, right. I was at this cafe improv, and they said, I don't know, Bloomingdale's? I had no idea. San Francisco, they said The Gap? I don't know. It's almost like a sociological thing, what the response from the crowd will be. Sociological study. So which would be fine if I could just get in and get out, right? But there's always some really helpful salesperson, and I end up having conversations like, yeah, that is a nice shade of blue, but I was thinking of something that didn't have a picture of Spider-Man on it. And I know I've tried the thrift stores, and it's even worse, because then every shirt I have has, like, Timmy, room 404, on the collar and back. Even sometimes, one of my day jobs is I do some consulting work for this kind of stodgy academic publisher. And it's basically an email relationship, right? They have not seen me that much. But one time I had to go to their office and pick up something, and when I got home, I find out I didn't have what I needed. So I called back, explained, and my editor said, oh, Kelly, we were expecting your call because your son picked up the wrong package. So I had a great comeback. You want to hear it? I said, oh. So now I have a fictional 12-year-old son, which if you do not have a 12-year-old son of your own, I highly recommend creating one, yeah. Because I use it for everything. I'm sorry I was late. I had to pick up my son from soccer practice. Yeah. So, anyway, I think it's part of the stranger. We've talked about, I think, many of us, the stranger approval ratings. Like, people think that you really give a flying rat's ass their opinion about you. Thank you, total stranger. I was wondering what you thought. Like for example, this guy was walking down the street. He walks past me and he goes, faggot. I'm like, oh, this is a teachable moment, right? This is a teachable moment. I'm like, no, well, okay. I understand the confusion, but faggot is usually, it's a slur used more for like a biologically born male who considers themselves gay. That is, their primary emotional and sexual attachments are to men. Now, I actually identify as female, and the appropriate term would probably be dyke. But some people think, people, especially people who are wedded to the rigid gender binary, that somebody like me, like, you know, my traits would be more masculine. So in that way, I kind of identify as a boy that is B-O-Y. Hey, dude, where are you going? Whatever, he started it.